Today's Shi'ez Masechta Baba Metziah Daf Yud. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Tesma Bay, 6 lines from the bottom. Amalei Rav Nachman Le'ula. In our previous Shi'er, after we had learned the Mishnah, the Gemara had begun again to speak about the subject of Magbiyat Metziah Ba'at Chaver. If I pick something up on behalf of somebody else, Kana Chaveroi, do I have the ability to make that kinyan or not? And the Gemara quoted the Mishnah in Masechta Peah, where the Mishnah Masechta Peah said that if one person collected Peah on behalf of another person, under what circumstances will it be valid, under what circumstances it will not? And Ula said that the Machloikas in that Mishnah is Mi Oshel Oni, because the usher is not entitled to pay him. However, mi ani la ani, when the person who's picking it up is an ani, there Ula had said everybody would agree, since the person who's picking it up is entitled to pay him. So therefore, miga de zoch le nafshe, since he can be picking it up on his own behalf, zoch nami le chavre. Omale Rav Nachman Ula. So we begin today's shir. Says Rav Nachman Ula, you just said that everybody agrees when it's me oni la oni that it would be valid. Why should you not suggest that me oni la oni machloikus? Even when one oni picks it up for another oni, it should be a machloikus. Dometzia, when we speak about a metzia, when somebody finds something in the street, so the way we should look at it is hakal ani metzla. Everybody is entitled to metzia. V'tanan, yet we learned in the Mishnah, Hayrechel gabe behemah, somebody's riding on an animal, v'ras metziah, and he sees a metziah. Vam lechaverin, he tells somebody else, t'nali, give it to me, so the halach is not law, and this person picks it up on behalf of the other person. Vam ani zechisaba, and he says, well, I picked it up, but I really picked it up on my own behalf, zochaba. So then the halach is that the person who picked it up becomes the owner, the person who picked it up becomes the owner of that metziah. So we see that we don't say that if I picked it up, I automatically pick it up on your behalf. Yeah, right. And now the Gemara develops the question. Yeah, but b'shlom machloikus, that the machloikus is even, that one person, even an ani, picks it up for other ani is machloikus. So then we'll be able to explain the Masnissimani, that who is the Tanavah Mishnah? Rabbananhi. And they hold that even an Ani, even a person who's entitled to something, can only pick it up on his own behalf, and he can't pick it up on behalf of somebody else. Eli Amrit. But if you're going to say that Oshav Ani Machloikis, that the Machloikis, as Ula wanted to suggest, is limited when an Osher is picking it up, as we explained, because the usher is not entitled to pay up. Avo ma'ani l'ani. But you said that when one ani is picking it up for another ani, the rehakel, both Rebbe Lez and the Chachamim will agree that zochaloi, that it's effective. So ask the Gemara, ha'mani, who's going to be the Tanavah Mishnah, the way Ula is explaining, loy rabbanan v'loy Rebbe Lezer, amalei. So Ula responds, the way to understand the Mishnah, our Mishnah, is Masnissin D'Amet Tchila. Our Mishnah says, is referring to a situation where the person who picked it up says that I picked it up on my own behalf. I didn't pick it up on behalf of the person who asked me to pick it up. And the Mishnah is teaching us that if that's what he shall say, he shall be believed, and therefore he'll be able to keep the Metziah. But it has nothing to do with the question that we're discussing of can you, of Hamagbir Metziah Be'at Chaveroi, is it effective or not? Says the Gemara. And Hochinam Mistabra, this is what makes sense to explain, is the way to understand the Mishnah. The Ketani Sefer, as we continue learning the Mishnah, in Mishin Nosson Law, if only after I picked up the Metziah on behalf of the other person, and I gave it to him, and now I decide to say, Omer, I took ownership in it for myself. Loya Maklum, the Mishnah says, that I will not be believed with that statement. So says the Gemara. Tchila b'sefer lamali. Now, why did the Mishnah have to say that tchila? That when I picked it up, it was nothing. Pshita. Then it's obvious. Sha'afakav d'loy ametchila. That if the halacha is that Sha'afakav d'loy ametchila. Said even if the person who picked it up did not say that it was on behalf of the person that is the other person, tchila kamer. Isn't that what he meant? What he meant to say was that I picked it up on behalf of the other person, and I picked it up on my own behalf, and therefore it shouldn't be yours. El alaf, what is it meant to say? That ha'kamashmalan, the Mishnah's come to teach her, reisha is the case that the person who picks it up becomes the owner of the mitzia, damatchila, that he claims that he picked it up immediately for himself. The Mishnah, the Sefer, comes to teach us that if he would have said this only after he gave it to the other person, so by him picking it up and giving it to the other person, what he is showing is that he's picking it up on behalf of that person. Therefore, the other person, in the case of our Mishnah, is the person that's riding on the animal, will become the owner of that object. Why will he become the owner of that object? Because hamagbi mitzir ba'at chaveroi, if I pick up something on behalf of somebody else, kana chaveroi vidoch. So Ula says, if anything, now our Mishnah is actually a proof to what he's saying, that hamagbi mitzir ba'at chaveroi, certainly in a case where it's something that I could have picked up, the loch is that kana chaveroi, it becomes mine, says the Gemara vidoch. And Rav Nachman, how will he explain the Mishnah? Because Rav Nachman is telling us that everybody agrees that a magbir mitzir ba'at chaveroi, the halacha is like kana chaveroi. You can't, even if we're both people that potentially have a right to this mitzir, vidach, he's going to say the way to understand the Mishnah is tana sefer legluya resha. The Mishnah in the Sefer is really just here to help us understand, the Reisha. The Sefer, where it says the word Tchila, Dama Tchila, that the person who picks it up is claiming that it was his the moment he picked it up. The Reisha, where and therefore it belongs to him. The Reisha is even if he didn't say Tchila, even if he didn't say that he picked it up on behalf of somebody else. Even if he says more than that, he says, I picked it up indeed on behalf of someone else. But before I gave it to that someone else, I decided to keep it for myself. It will be the person who picks it up, mitzia, because the halacha is, hamagbi mitzia lechaveroi, loy zocha chaveroi, so it never became the other person's. And now, if I decide that it should be mine, it will be mine, says the Gemara. So now the Gemara delves further into this question of magbir mitzir ba'at chaveri, kana chaveri or not. Says the Gemara, v'nachmer al chizda amit avayu, ha-magbir mitzir chaveri like kana chaveri. If I pick up something with somebody else, it doesn't become that person's. My tama. And the Gemara introduces a new concept. Taifas l'machayv, if I see something on behalf of somebody who's owed something, that means if there's an individual, Reuven, who owes a number of people, simplest example, he owes a number of people money. He owes Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. He owes them all money. And I am a friend of Shimon's, and I try to seize from Reuven, again, in a halachically permissible manner, money on behalf of my friend Shimon. The halacha is hatoifus lebal choiv. If I do so, b'makom shechav lacherim, where it's not to my friends, where it's to someone else's detriment, where I'm picking it up for Reuven and for Shimon, and now Levi and Yehuda won't have access to it. Everybody will agree like kana. And same when I pick up a mitzia on behalf of someone else. When I pick up a metziah on behalf of somebody else, what I'm doing is I'm depriving everyone else of being able to get that metziah. And since I'm depriving everyone else to get that metziah, that's why, like kana chaveiro. But in a situation where, let's say, Reuven owes Shimon money, but he doesn't owe anyone else money, so therefore, it's not b'makom shechav lacherem, even though Shimon never asked me to be his shliach to pick it up on his behalf, still, there everybody says, it seems to say, that it will be valid. However, many Rishonim say that when, so if it's a metziah lechaveroi, something for lechaveroi, where it's not chav lacherim, is acceptable, but it's only acceptable, many Rishonim say, that in a case where I'm doing it because otherwise my friend will not get what he's deserving. That means Reuven owes him the money, he doesn't want to pay him, or we see that Reuven is spending his money and he may not have the ability to pay because he's spending his money in a different way. But let's say I just want to do a favor for my friend Shimon, and I know Reuven owes him money. And again, like we said, we're speaking about a situation where Reuven doesn't owe anybody else money. Under those circumstances, I can't just go seize assets from Reuven. The reason I wouldn't be able to seize assets from Reuven is because Reuven says to me, "Lav bal dvarim di diat." So why are you getting mixed in here? Only when I have a legitimate explanation why I'm getting involved can I get involved. Of course, the Rosh disagrees. The Rosh says, as long as it's not a situation of chav lacherim, if it's not a situation that's chav lacherim, I could get involved, and Reuven can never say to me, la bal dvar madidiyat. What would be the halacha, however, if I was appointed as a shliach? So now we have a big machlokes rishonim. I was not just asked, I didn't just pick up these assets on behalf of Shimon. I picked it up on behalf of Shimon because Shimon asked me. So the question that the Rishonim debate, actually, Machlokes, Rashi, and Tosfos, do we still apply the concept of Chav Lacherim when I was appointed a Shliach? Rashi's opinion is that if I was appointed to be a Shliach, then the factor of Chav Lacherim is not a consideration. Tosfos disagrees, and Tosfos says that once our Gemara introduced this concept of Chav Lacherim, it doesn't make a difference if I'm a Shliach or I'm not a Shliach. Once I'm a Chav Lacherim, then the halacha is, once it's a situation of Chav Lacherim, then the halacha is that I cannot act on somebody else's behalf in a case that it will cause him, cause other people a loss. We learn here now this concept of Taifas L'Bal Chayv B'Mokim Shechav L'Acherim. And this question is such a important question in Halacha that comes up. I'm sitting on a bus, and I know I got onto the bus first, and I have a friend, a relative, who's also waiting online to get in the bus. And I try to save a seat for my friend, for my relative. What would be the halacha in that case? Can I save a seat and other people won't be able to get that seat? Is this considered a case of Tofes L'Bal Chayv B'Mokom Shebchav L'Chayrim? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Choy Shemishpit Simen Kuf Hei Sif Aleph. Ha Tofes L'Bal Chayv B'Mokom Sheyeshel of Chayv L'Chayrim. If I pick up something for you where it's Chayv L'Chayrim, like Kana, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Tosfos, not like Rashi, but filo asa shliach. And the reason is because, as Tosfos says, that the Gemara's concept that we are now learning of chav lacherim, is so strong, even when I was appointed as a shliach. And The Pnei Yeshua explains the why indeed is what is Pshat in Tosfos's opinion. He says, because if I'm going to be a shliach in a situation where it's chav lacherim, then it's ain't shliach ledvar aveira. I'm doing an aveira because I'm doing damage to the other people. The tzois has difficulty accepting the Pnei Yeshua's pshat because ein shliach ledvar aveira is only applicable if the mishaleich would be doing an aveira by doing this. If the mishaleich himself would have taken it, so since he himself is owed the money, it would be legitimate. So why do we say ein shliach bedvar aveira? But still, as I said, the Paiskim, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like Tosfos, and the svara that I saw why they follow Tosfos' opinion is because it follows the concept of madaloch sani l'chavruch lo savid. Just like I wouldn't want you to get somebody else involved when I am owed money, it goes both ways. But now, so the halacha clearly is that if I save a seat for other people, even if I was asked to save the seat, so I'm a shliach, given that we follow the opinion of Tosfos, it will not be valid. There's a new point, however, to add. What would be the halacha if I was paid to save the seat? So as we're going to learn, now I'm not just a shliach. I become a poyel. I become a worker. And therefore, the Shach says that even though the Shulchan Aruch is paskening like Tosfos, in a case where I get paid to do something on somebody else, for somebody else, then the halach is it would be valid. The Nesivus disagrees with the Shach. And the Nesivus says that even though the halach is, and we're going to see the relevance of this concept, of Yad Poyel Ki Yad Balabais, that although a shliach is not considered necessarily the extension of the mishaleach, a worker is considered much more an extension of the worker. That's still not over here, and the reason why is because there's Nesivus, the way I understand the Nesivus on the Pshat and the Nesivus. The Pshat and the Nesivus is that a big part of Hamabir that I could do it on behalf of somebody else is Miga de Zochla Nafshe, Zochla Chavri, that's part of the reason why it's valid. But here, where I have a seat, I paid for a seat and I have my seat. Now I'm picking up, now I'm doing a seat, I'm saving a seat for someone else. I'm not entitled to that seat. I already have my seat. And therefore, we can't say, Miga de Zocha Nafshe, Zocha Lechavri. And in a case, where there's a shiur or a speech being given publicly, the halacha is that, and now it's not a case where we're paying, it's everybody gets a seat. There it may be different, because in a case where we're paying for a seat, so every person is entitled to the seat that he paid for, and he can't pick up a seat for someone else, that unless that person himself takes it, but makom shechav lacherim. Here, nobody paid for the seat. It's on a first-come, first-served basis. So all I'm doing is that I'm just helping my friend get that seat. There, it may be more lenient. And therefore, in different situations, the halacha may be different. On the bus, the halacha may be I can't pick up a seat for somebody else. And as shir, when they're not charged, the halacha is that maybe I can. I saw that, what about by a wedding? Can I save a seat for my friend, my relative at a wedding? So again, we're not paying for seats at the wedding. Since we're not paying for seats at the wedding, there's much more room to be makel. And there, we have another svara. And the svara is even more so. And that is that the person who's making the wedding wants everybody to enjoy being at the wedding. And since he wants everybody to enjoy sitting at the wedding, so he appreciates that I'm saving a seat for my friend who wants to be able to sit next to me, and we should both enjoy being at the wedding. Certainly, using that svara, if I save a seat for my chavrusa in the Beis Medrash, it would be acceptable, because what I'm doing by saving a seat for my chavrusa in Beis Medrash is I need to have a place for my chavrusa to learn with me. So there, it's certainly we have a room to be lenient, because I'm not doing it for him. I'm doing it for me. If my chavrusa won't have a room, won't have a place to sit next to me, we won't be able to learn together. I however say that, of course, the halacha is that what will be the, if there's a rule that you can't do so, then there's no room for conversation. So let's say in the case that we just mentioned, the case of the shir, where since people aren't paying for those seats, the halacha changes. What will be the halacha if there's a sign or the gaboyim of the shul announced that you can't save a seat for someone else? So there the halacha will be that it would not be acceptable. So this Cheshuke Chemet, taking this concept of trying to save a seat for someone else, discusses a situation where somebody wants to save a seat for somebody else, and he knows that's going to be complicated to do so, and you put up a sign on the seat that you're trying to say wet paint. So the halach is, we discussed this in Masech Baba Kama, that would be already a case of Geneva Stas. And the halacha will be that you would not be allowed to do so. The Cheshuke Chemed adds, however, a point. The point that he wants to add is that, let's say it's a situation where the seat is being saved for Talmud Chacham. But we know that people aren't going to respect that, because people want the seat for themselves. The halacha is that the halacha there will be that if we're doing it for a person who's a Talmud Chacham, and we're trying to do it on behalf of a Talmud Chacham, then the halacha may be that there's room, in such a case, there may be room for leniency. Says the Gemara, Esrei Ravel Rav Nachman, ask Ravel Rav Nachman, the Brisa says, Messias Poel Atzmai, if a worker found something while he's working, it belongs to him. But Madvar Murim, says the Brisa, when is that the halacha? Bezman Shamaloi Balabayis, when the employer told him, Nachash Meyayoyim, Adar Meyayoyim, that he was hired for the entire day, and picking up for a specific job, and this picking up a metziah wasn't obviously included in what he was hired for. Ava Amali, if he told him, Asei Imi Melocha Yoim, he hired him for, without designating a special job, so that means that the worker is his worker for the duration of the day, then the halacha is Metziah Shabbal Bayis, who, because everything that my employee does really is being done on my behalf. So we see that you can't pick up a metziah on behalf of someone else. Answers the Gemara, Amalei Shani Poyo, you can't bring a raya from a worker, the Yadukiyad Baal Bayisu. He's considered an extension. And when my worker is picking something up on my behalf, he's really an extension of me, and that's why he could do it. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that an employee is the extension of his employer? A worker can walk off the job in the middle of the day. So how could you say that he's considered an extension of the employer, and therefore whatever he does is like the employer himself is doing? If he can walk off the job, that obviously is a proof that he's not such strong extension. Amalei, Rav Nachman answers, Kol kam d'loi hadabei, as long as he doesn't walk off the job, the halacha is kiyad bal baisu. He's considered an extension of bal bais. It's only the fact that that the halacha allows him to walk off the job is for a different explanation, as we learned towards the end of Masechet Bava Kamma. Tamach rinahu. That's a whole different explanation. Ksiv, because the Torah says kli b'nei Yisrael avodim, avodai haim v'lay avodim l'avodim. That no Jew can become the slave of another Jew. And that's why the halacha, the Ramah says, is that somebody should not sign a contract to be an employee for more than 3 years. That would be a violation of kli b'nei Yisrael avodim v'lay avodim l'avodim. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Chibar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan. He says that it's active. So Gemara, Vim Taima Mishnah Seinu, that the halacha is that it's not. Dama Tanali, when the person gave instruction to the person who's picking it up, give it to me. And he didn't say, Zachayli, pick it up on my behalf. But in a case where he said, pick it up on my behalf, then the halacha is, Hamagbi Mitzil Vad Chaveroi. Al Gemara just distinguished between a shliach and a employee. And the question that comes up, if somebody, for example, the Machna Fraim discusses the shalocha, somebody is putting up a maka, putting up a fence around the roof on behalf of somebody else. Is it considered like a shliach? But the person who owns the house, even though he doesn't want to actually put up the maka, he's not qualified to put up the maka, can he make the bracha? So the Macha Ephraim distinguishes between a employee and a shliach. And they say, and so is the opinion of the Yisbach Moshe, that there's a difference between an employee and a shliach. By an employee, it's considered much more an extension. He's considered much more my extension versus a shliach. The concept of mitzvah by yosem shluchai doesn't apply by a worker since I'm paying for my worker. And therefore, the halacha would be that I could easily ask an employee to put up the roof, to put up the maka. And not only could I ask it to him, I can make the bracha himself. And it's all based on what we just learned in our Gemara. The Marit al-Ghazi disagrees with the Machna Ephraim, and he says that certainly if the worker who's, even if I'm paying him, is not Jewish, I can't say that it's as if I did it, and the halacha is that I can make the bracha. And so the Marit al-Ghazi seems to differentiate between if the worker who's putting up the maka is Jewish, where there he seems to feel maybe I could make the bracha, versus a situation where he's not Jewish. So since he's not a person that can make a bracha, even though he's my employee, we'll not be able to make the bracha. The Chassam Sofer says that this concept that we're showing in our Gemara, that a worker is considered an extension of the employer, is only by Dovish B'mamon. But when it comes to mitzvah, which is what we're speaking about, we don't make that point. Says the Marshag, that even though we're saying that if the employee is not Jewish, I can't say a bracha, the halacha will be that I'm kind of the mitzvah. It's only a question about the employee doing the bracha, but the mitzvah certainly I'm accomplishing. But I saw that the Paiskim take this the other way as well. As we are learning, the Gemara is saying that an employee is considered an extension of his employer. So if the employee is considered an extension of an employer, what will be the halacha, even in the circumstances where the halacha is lenient and allowing work to be done by an Akum and Shabbos? Maybe the halacha will be stricter in a case where I'm paying him and he's my employee, where the Gemara is saying that he's an extension of me versus if he's only doing it for me without getting paid. And the Gemara said that employee could always walk out in the middle of the day because avadei haim v'loy avadim la'avadim. The Meshech Chochma says that the brothers of Yosef said to him, after they were ready to, they came to him and they were sorry for what they did to him. They said to him, "Hinen lecha la'avadim." And what was Yosef's response? "Hasachas elokim ani." And what was Yosef saying to them? They were saying, "Hinen lecha avadim. We're prepared to be your avadim." But Yosef said to him, "Hasachas elokim ani." Said to them, "Hasachas elokim ani. I'm not Hashem. And Klal Yisrael are only avadim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not avodim to anyone else. So you have no right," says Yosef to his brothers, "to say that hinei lecha avodim." And he goes on to say that that is what we meant every day. We say a number of times every day, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We're declaring that we are only avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not to anyone else. And the Ben Yoyada explains, Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, and he says, even if they'll want to be avodim to someone else, they'll never become avodim. A Jew can never become an avod to another one else. And that's why I saw that Rav Cheskel Levenstein Zatzal in the Sefer Or Yecheskel answers the question that many ask. Why in the Aseres HaDibros does it say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher tzoisicha mi'eretz Mitzrayim? Why doesn't it say Asher Bereisicha? Because what we're saying, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to teach us in the Aseres HaDibros, is that we are avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are obligated to fulfill everything it says in the Torah because we're Avdei Hashem. And how do we become Avdei Hashem? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, where we were avodim to Paroi, and now we became to avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shlach as ami v'yavduni, that the whole purpose of us leaving Mitzrayim is v'yavduni. So that's why, since our purpose in life, and that's why we're obligated to follow, to do the Aseres HaDibros, is all because we are Avdei Hashem. That's why in the Aseres HaDibros, it says, Anoich Hashem Elokecha Asher Hatzisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. The main point that we stress is that we're avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why, for that reason, we were taken out of Mitzrayim. As we continue discussing this halacha, that Kli B'nei Yisrael Avodim, the one can't be an eved to someone else, the halacha, as I said, and there are more paskins this halacha, is that you can't sign a contract for more than three years. However, there are many conditions and stipulations that are included in this halacha. The Paiskim discuss what is the halacha by Rabbonis. The halacha is, can a Rav sign a contract for more than 3 years? And it was common that cities would want to sign a contract with their Rabbonim because they didn't want another city should be able to take that Rav away. But some cipher seems to say that even a Rav should not be sign a contract for more than 3 years. There are discussion amongst the Paiskim when we say that he should not sign a contract for more than 3 years. So there's two points to it. On one hand, the Rav may want to sign a contract for longer. And the reason the Rav may want to sign a contract for longer, because he's concerned that otherwise he may be fired. And as I said, that the other consideration is that the people of the city actually very much like their Rav, and because they very much like their Rav, they are afraid that if he doesn't have a contract, he may be taken away. So the Chasam Sofer still says, based on our Gemara, that Kli B'nei Yisrael Avodim, V'loy Avodim La'Avodim, that you should not be signing a contract for more than 3 years, but still, this we should remember that he only didn't sign the contract because he wanted to fulfill what we learned in the Gemara and treat that accordingly. The Tverei Shloimeh says that at the beginning of every year at the Seder, we declare Hashat Avdi L'shana Haba B'nei Chayrim. What we're declaring at the beginning of the Seder is that we hope and pray that by next year Pesach, Mashiach will have come. But what we're saying is that even if Mashiach doesn't come by next year Pesach, we want to be B'nei Chayrim. Ein l'cha ben Chayrim, el mi And what we're saying is that hopefully by next year we'll realize what's important to life and we will no longer be avodim to anything else but to the Torah. Another pshat that the Sefer Bes Ayin suggests, Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, that we have to be our eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we can no longer be, and we should not be an eved to our taivas. We should not be subservient to the different needs and desires that we have. So now, of course, the question is, we're learning that a person, an employee, could always walk away in the middle of the job. Of course, the halacha is that one has to give proper notice to the employer that he should be able to find other employees. The Chazon Ish says that one should not really walk away from a job l'chatchila until the employer finds another employee. The Pesach Choshen disagrees. He says that based on our Gemara, it seems that he could walk away under all circumstances. And this question also relates to employees allowed to go on strike. And many Paiskim suggest if an employee is allowed to walk off the job, then the halacha is that he's certainly allowed to strike. But the big discussion that we need to have is if the employee walks off the job and we're allowed to walk off the job, we're learning now, but the employer is going to have to find someone else. And the other person that is going to have to find that is going to be a more expensive. Can he deduct that from the first employee, that amount from the first employee? The halacha is that he may. And also the Paiskim say that even though we're speaking about employees being allowed to walk off the job or employees being allowed to strike, that's only in a job that doesn't involve the something that's a sakana, which is a, for example, a doctor. Doctors going on strike is much more complicated. And when a doctor goes on strike, there's a question of sakana stafashis. There, he may not be allowed to go to strike. Ramosha has a very interesting discussion about going on, about Rabbeim going on strike. Is that going to be considered a case where you're allowed to go on strike? The Sefer Mishpatei Torah also discusses that here we're learning, the Ramah said, that one should not sign a contract for more than 3 years. But in certain situations, let's say somebody was willing to pay the tuition for a doctor, for a lawyer, and he says, but for that, after you graduate school, you'll have to work for me. And it won't, and it'll be your object, you're going to have to work not just for 3 years, for 7 years. And we're learning in our Gemara that you're not supposed to sign a contract for 3 years. There the halacha is one may sign such a contract because he's benefiting that the halacha is that he's allowed to, he's getting a benefit that his tuition is being paid. Furthermore, as we said, another example where somebody is not allowed to walk off a job is in a situation, for example, where a person is an apotropos. Many times, Rahman al-Tzlan, there are yusaimim, and there are people who are appointed to take care of their needs. The Paiskim say that in such a situation, an apotropos may not walk off the job until they're able to find a different person to take care of that job. Says the Mishnah, Ras Metzia, if somebody saw the Metzia, V'nafala, and he thought by falling on it, that's how he becomes the owner of it. And now, Uba Achar V'chzikba, now somebody else comes to take ownership of it, Zesh V'chzikba, the one that did the actual Maisa Kinyan, the Aloch is Zochaba. The Mishnah is coming to teach us that not only, why do Mishnah have to teach us Ra'as and Metzia? So Shita teaches us that the Mishnah is trying to teach us that the first halach is halach that we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, that Ri is not Kaina, seeing something is not Kaina, and Nafal Aleh is also not considered a valid Kenyan. Amar Reish Lakish, Mishum Abba Kain Vardala. He introduces a new type of Kenyan. Arba Amis Shal Adam, anything that's within my Arba Amis, Kainas Loi is a way of that becoming mine, become Mokam. My Tama, says the Gemara, why did the Chazal institute such a Kenyan? Tekin Rabbanan Dorsalin Suyei. Chazal wanted to create a situation where people aren't going to fight. So anything that's within my Dalar Amis becomes mine. As soon as I go into that Dalar Amis. That's the Pasha Pshat, it's a new Kenyan. The Ritva and the Ran say that anything within my Dalar Amis is considered my Chatzar. And therefore, since it's considered my Chatzar, and we know we're going to learn, the Chatzera Shal Adam Koinolai. The Chazal teaches, Miyom Shachar Beis HaMikdash, from when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Ein Loi LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'Elamai, El Dalar Amis Shal Alocha B'Vara. Kadosh Baruch Hu only has the Dalar Amis Shal Alocha. And that's the Dalar Amis that we're learning here. Dalar Amis, now that we have only Torah, we have nothing left, the Dalar Amis, Shekhinah Loi, that's the only way we're going to be able to survive. And I saw another pshat. We know, we're saying now that Ein Loi LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'Elamai, El Dalar Amis Shal Alocha B'Vad, and more so that Talmid HaChachamim Marvim Shalom Ba'Olam. So now we could understand this halacha very well. Dalar Amis, El Dalar Amis Shal Alocha. Every person has a Dalar Amis Shal Alocha. And that's what prevents us, the Le'asul and Tzuye, that we won't get into arguments, because Talmid HaChachamim Marvim Shalom Ba'Olam. Om Rabbaya, Masav Rav Chiya Bar Yosef Peya. Rav Chiya Bar Yosef asked from the Mishnah in Masechta the Peya, and Rama Rava, Moser Yaakov Idi, from Mishnah in the Zikin. And the Gemara explains, Om Rabbi, Moser Rav Chiya Bar Yosef Peya, the Mishnah in Peya teaches us, Nuttel Mixes Peya, if Oni took some of the Peya that he picked up, Vizark Al Shar, and he put that Peya that he is now owner of, and threw it on more payer that he, in order to take kinyan of those that other payer, ein lo bo klum, it's meaningless. Nafal lo le, if he fell on the payer in order to take ownership of it, paris talisa le, or he put his talis on it that he ordered to take ownership for it of it. In all these cases, mavir nosoi mimeno, we take it away from him. Ask the Gemara, says the Mishnah came by Omer. Shecha, the same halach applies by Shecha. But ask the Gemara, V'amrit, if we're going to say, as we're learning now, the Dalar Amis Shal Alocha, the Dalar Amis, is Dalar Amis Kanyan L'Bekom Mokoyim, Nikdan Loi Abba Amis today, why isn't that a valid Kenyan? Answers the Gemara, the Hachamai Skin and the Loi Oma Akne, when he didn't say that he's taking ownership. Says the Gemara, Itokin Rabbonin, if we're learning now that this is a valid Kenyan Dalar Amis, Kiloyama might have it. What's the difference if he said it or not? Kivan answers the Gemara. Kivan the Nafal, since he fell on it, Goledati, what he's showing is that the Mefila Nichle the Nikne, that the way he wants to take ownership is by falling on them. But Arba Amis, Loi Nichle the Nikne. He doesn't want to take ownership through the Arba Amis. When you don't indicate that that's what you want, then it's not going to work. Because, explains the Beis Yosef, the whole halacha of Dalar Amis is a chiddush. And it's only because Loyosel and Tsuye. So only in a case where you expressly said that that is your intention, is it effective. Rapapa gives a different answer. Kitkin Rabban Abamas, when Chazal institute Dalar Amas, the Alma, in a place where everybody could walk. However, Bestadda the Balabayas, in a place that belongs to someone else, Loitikin Rabbanan, Chazal did not institute the Alocha of Dalar Amas. And the reason is, says the Ritva, the entire reason they instituted Dalar Amas is to avoid any dispute. That's in a public place, but not in private property. Even though the Torah gave a right to this Oni to take payah, and therefore since he gave him the right to take payah, we would think that wherever he goes, it becomes his field. The Aloch allows the Oni to walk into the field and collect the payah. However, the Mehevi Chatzera, that it should become his property, that's not what the Torah meant. That's not what the Torah meant. Amar Rava, Master of Yaakov Idi Nezikin. He asked the question from Nezikin. What is the question that he asked from Nezikin? The Mishnah we learned, Ras Matziva Nafal Aleh, Obach Vechzkba, Zeshechzba Zochaba. Ask the Gemara, V. Amrit, if we're saying that Abish Amishadim, Kainaslam Kamakim, Nikolai Abba Amistaday, answers the Gemara, the same Teretz. Hachamai Skinin, Delayama Ikni. He didn't say the word Ikni. Ask the Gemara, V. Tikkur Rabbanan, if Chazal instituted the Dalar Amis Akainis, Kilayama, so what's the difference if he said it or not? Kilayama Mahava, answers the Gemara, Kiv the Nafalei, Galadate, what he's trying to show is that the Mefila Nichle the Nikne, that he wants to take ownership with Nefila, Ava Amis Le Nichle the Nikne. Rosheshus gives a different answer. Rosheshus Amakita Kin Rabbanan, where did Rabbanan institute Al Amis? Besimta, the place that's a quasi Rishus Rabbim, the Loidachki Rabbim. However, Rishus Rabbim, the Kodachki Rabbim, in a place where there are many people, so we can't give everybody the simplest pshat, Dalar Amas. There just isn't Dalar Amas to give to everybody who's that type of a area, like the Kinner Rabbonin. Chazal did not institute the Dalar Amas. Says the Gemara, but didn't Rish Lakish say, the Kamakam Kamakam? That everywhere Dalar Amas is applicable, answers the Gemara, Kamakam Lasui Tzidir Rishus Rabim. It's not the Rishus Rabim, it's the Tzidir Rishus Rabim that you're allowed to have Dalar Amas. Because again, there we could give everybody their own Dalar Amas, but in the Rishus Rabim we can't. When we speak of Ktana that's not Bas Mitzvah, Ein Loi Chatzur. The Halacha we know is that if a husband gives his wife a get, the Torah says, v'nosim b'yodah, we have to put it into her hand. If we throw it into the chatzar, it's not a valid way of taking ownership. And similarly, Ein lo arba amis, the new kinyan that we're learning in our shiur today of arba amis, doesn't apply by ketana either. Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Yanei Omer, yesh le chatzar, v'yesh le dalar amis, it does apply. Asking my Maika Mifki, what is the basis of machloikus? Masava, Chatzur Mishum Yadis Rabbi. That a chatzur is, the reason a chatzur is a valid kinyan is because it's an extension of the yad. And of course, the halacha of Nosen Biyodo applies by Ktana. And therefore says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Kehecha de Isla Yad, just like Nosen Biyodo applies by Ktana, Chatzur Nami Isla. Marsova, whereas Rish Lakish's opinion is that Chatzur Mishum Shlichas is Rabbi. Chatzah works because of shlichus. V'kiyecha the shlichus laslo, just like a ketana cannot be a shliach because she's not a bardas, chatzah nami laslo. Ask the Gemara, mi ikaman da'omer chatzah mishum shlichus is rabbi? Can anybody possibly hold that a chatzah works because of shlichus? V'tanya, the pasuk says, by a ganif, imimotza t'motza yadu agneva mishoa achamo atzah, chayim shnai mishalim, you have to pay kefil. B'yodai enli elu yodai, this halacha of kefil is only if it's found in the ganav's hands. Gagecha tzeira kafifei menayim in his property. Tamaloymer, the pasuk says he motzi tamotzi mikom mokim. Visakadat chatz mishum shlichus is rabbi in kemetzina shlichu dvar veira. Because it would be shlichus and it would be shlichus for geneva, how would it be effective? The kaimelon ein shleich l'dvar veira. Am Ravina, hech amrin de ein shleich l'dvar veira, hech de shleich barcha yuvihi. That both the mishaleach and the shleich are bardas. Av chotzer. Here we're talking that the chotzer is acting as ma shleich. The chotzer is a la barcha yuvi. There we say, mechayiv sholchay. Ask the Gemara if this is a new concept that the Gemara is introducing. That if the shliach is not a person that could be over the avera, there we don't say ein shliach ledvar avera. Elamata. Somebody asks his wife or his eved, a woman or an eved to steal on his behalf. That the loch is that, as we learned in Masechta Baba Kama, they can't be responsible to pay kefil because they don't have any of their own money. Hakanami the mechayiv sholchan. So should we say that the person who sent them will be chayiv? Because there we won't say ein shlich ledvar veira. Answers the Gemara Amrit. Ishav eved b'nei chayuvim nenu. They are not allowed to steal. The hashtami is shlich las l'shlumei. They just don't have the money to pay with. The Tanan, as we learned in Masechta Baba Kama, that pay zayinam and aleph. This garsha ishav. So that's why we can't say that the shliach is not bar chiyuv. Rapop ama, rasam ama, hecha mina in shliach ledvar veira, hecha de boy oved iloy boy oved. Where the shliach has the choice to do it or not. So there we say, divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei meishamin, why shliach did you do it? Aval chotzer, in the case of a chotzer, the bal karchi meisaba, it's not something that he has a choice. There, even we don't say mechayiv sholchan, we don't say in shliach ledvar veira. Ask the Gemara, what is the difference between these two approaches and understanding when we do or don't say in shlich ledvar veira? Ikabanayu, a case going kain damalei l'Yisrael, where kain asked Yisrael, say v'kadosh li'ish grusha, be mekadosh on behalf of a woman who's a grusha. Inami ish, a man the damalei l'ish told a woman, do cut my payas, where women don't have the iser. And he said, "Akvli cotton, cut the hair of a cotton. Do cut my hair." Lachlishna, according to the opinion that says, that a person who I asked to do it has the choice not to do it, then hachinami, the shliach doesn't have to be mekadosh. So the shliach doesn't have to be mekadosh the woman on behalf of the kohen. Hachinami by avid loy by avid. And therefore, we say in shliach levar veira for a mechayiv sholchan. However, lahach lishta da amr kolech the shliach la bar chiyuvoi. If the shliach is not chay mechayiv sholchoi, hani nami kivin de la bnei chiyuv nenu. The isha, the cotton, are not mechuyiv in this mitzvah. The yisrael is not mechuyiv. Then the halacha will be mechayiv sholchan. Ask the gemara umi ikleman da amr. The pasuk says by get and if you say that a chotzer is a shliach, why do we have to have a special limud? Shlichus always works. Answers the Gemara. Linyan get as far as a get being deposited. Kula amaloi pligi the chotzer mishum yadis perboy ki pligi linyan metzia. What's going to be the halacha regarding a metzia? Mar sover yalpina metzia beget, and just like chatzera is good for a get, it's going to be good for metzia. Mar sover lo yalpina metzia beget. Vibayna b'ktana kulam lo pligi the yalpina metzia beget. And just like by a get, if you put a get into the ktana's chotzer, it's going to be effective, so to a metzia. V'ocha b'kotten kamilski. The question is, what's going to be the locha by cotton? Mar sover yalpina cotton b'ktana. And just like by ktana chatzera kiyoda, so too by cotton. Or masava loyal pinin cotton mktana. It's a locha that's exclusive to ktana. There's really no machloikis, and everybody agrees that we learn mitzia from get, but we don't learn cotton from ktana. And Rabbi Yochanan spoke about a ktana, and Rish Lakish spoke about a cotton.